Hey everybody, welcome to Uncomplicated Truth Talk with your host, licensed Christian counselors, Dr. Kim and Naomi. Each episode, you will hear the truth of the Word of God in a relaxed, real, and authentic conversation that help you navigate the issues in life and help you stay in the lane God has for you. So grab your coffee and listen to Uncomplicated Truth Talk with Dr. Kim and Naomi.
Oh, hello.
Why did I say it like that?
I don't know.
Hello.
I don't know.
Hey,
here we are.
Funny how our, I know you don't like to listen to the podcast after because you don't like to hear your voice.
No, I don't.
But it's funny. It is funny listening to be like, is that what I sound like?
That's why I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear what I sound like.
Maybe we don't have good radio voices.
I don't think I do.
We're like 3 years in. We're sorry.
And 176 episodes in.
Right.
Yeah. This is what you get.
I don't know. Maybe we should work my voice so it's not so.
No, that would not be good.
Change my voice?
Hello.
No, it's not.
Radio voice?
I don't have a radio voice.
Hey, everybody. Today we're going to be talking about Lazarus.
Oh, my goodness.
Should we go that radio voice?
No, because I can't take you serious. And we are talking about some serious things sometimes here.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's
not that kind of podcast.
The common radio voice. I just had somebody in my office, and they do a podcast. And they have somebody who does have that radio voice.
Wow.
And today we're going to be talking about episode 175.
Wow.
Lazarus.
On Uncomplicated Truth Talk.
Uncomplicated Truth Talk.
Okay, you drug me in there.
Retreating. Okay, let's just go back to our, you know, Darden Prairie voice.
Yeah. Boring. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
But I discovered this huge nugget at the...
Wait.
What?
I think this is even amazing right now.
What? Tell me.
Look at your word wealth.
For 11-11?
Yes.
11-11.
Radio voice. Look at that!
11-11.
I went to that. 11-11. Verse 11:11, chapter 11, verse 11.
Says friend.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Anyway, people, we're talking about the death of Lazarus.
Yes.
John chapter 11. I'm not there yet. The Lord has like brought me back into the book of John, which I thought, that's interesting because I just came out of Judges.
Yeah.
Which, can I just say, y'all need to go read Judges today.
I haven't been in Judges in a long time.
No, it is.
I just finished Joshua.
Man, Judges is like...
prophetic?
So prophetic. I mean, everything that's happening in Israel, it's like, wow.
Really?
Wow. That's interesting. Talks about Gaza.
Is Judges where it talks about the birth of the twins, where one is Hamas born and the other?
Yeah. That was Judges?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or no, I thought that was Genesis.
No. I don't know where the story is, but that's what I'm asking.
Oh.
You know the twins where, is it
Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob and his Esau.
Jacob and Esau.
Was that in Judges or no? It was in Genesis?
No, I thought that was in Genesis.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyways. Okay.
Anyway.
Rewind.
Okay. The death of Lazarus. Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff in here, right?
Yes, because how many people, raise your hand. How many people thought that Jesus was weeping because he was feeling the compassion and the sorrow
of his friend
of
dying.
the friend dying and all the friends around him that were sad, like Mary and Martha and the other Jews and the disciples and all that.
Because
how
go to verse
thought that?
35, because it does say Jesus wept.
Right, but
shortest
why
scripture ever.
Was he weeping?
Why?
Is the question.
Was he sad?
No, he was not.
Tell us why, Naomi.
He was angry.
He was angry.
He was angry.
You know what? I can only imagine.
I know. I know. The frustration.
Right. The frustration of, oh my goodness. Like, how many times do we need to talk about having faith
and belief
in me, Christ?
Right.
These people didn't.
I know. And what it did, it made me feel so much conviction and compassion for Jesus.
Yeah.
And like, I am so sorry if I ever, Lord, have any unbelief. Like, I can only imagine how frustrated you are still looking at your people.
Yeah. And they're still
like,
questioning.
Hello.
Yeah.
I told you what I was going to do. Or, hey, what did I just do in your life yesterday? Or, do you know who I am? Do you know what?
Yeah. What I'm about?
What I can do?
Let's dive into it. Should we just start at one?
Yeah.
Or should we start further in? No, let's just start at one.
Do you want to read it?
How about I'll read a few scriptures and you read a few.
Okay,
the death of Lazarus. Now a certain man was sick. Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, the sisters sent to him, meaning Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
Yes, verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he had heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day?
I love this. You know what? He's getting frustrated already.
Yeah.
He's like, is there not 12 hours in the day?
Right.
I mean, come on, people.
Yeah. If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world.
They see Jesus.
But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up.
Okay, now right then and there, I would hope that I would say,
hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Let's go do that. Come on, let's go right now.
Yeah, this is all good. Lazarus isn't really dead.
Right.
I would hope I would say that, but that's not what is happening here.
Yes. Now, I'm going to point out two things, because when you're walking with Christ, like these disciples were, they were walking with Christ, the Lord will reveal to you his plan. Now, will he tell you all the details?
Nope.
No. But he will reveal to you. So, truth was revealed the first time in verse 4. He clearly said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, and that the Son of God may be glorified through it. He revealed the truth.
Yeah, he revealed the plan, the truth.
Yes. And verse 11 revealed the truth the second time. Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up.
Okay. That's truth number two.
Yes, he said this. He said what he was going to do.
Yeah,
two times now.
Yep, two.
Then in verse 12 continues. Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well." However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, because this is again to glorify God. Remember,
right?
He wasn't asleep. Jesus had to let them know he's dead. So he said plainly, Lazarus is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there,
yeah,
that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him.
Yeah, because see, he's like, my goodness, you know what? Okay, I'll just let you think that he's dead because clearly you don't have the belief that you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying it here, that you may believe, because you haven't believed what I just got done telling you in verse 4.
Yes.
The plan.
And let me just point out, because it's the same today. People need to see.
Yeah.
People want to see in a huge encounter,
yeah,
of the Lord.
Yeah.
So that they will believe.
You don't need a huge encounter, people.
Yeah.
I don't think you do. You got to keep your eyes open and focused on Jesus, and you could see the small encounters.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But this is what brings glory to God, because God will draw people to himself,
yeah,
through these miracles and encounters.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So Jesus had to clearly make sure that Lazarus' sickness turned into death, but he,
right,
was telling them, it's not unto death. And he was saying, I'm going to go raise him. I'm going to go wake him up.
Yeah.
I'm going to raise him. So verse 16.
We're on 16.
Then Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days.
Lazarus.
Yeah, Lazarus, mm-hmm, was in the tomb.
That's bad.
Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Can we just stop there? Can we just stop there? Because Martha, Martha, Martha. I mean, honestly, you were talking to Jesus and you're almost admonishing him.
You're blaming.
Yeah, you're blaming. You're saying, Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died.
But let's
think. And she's basically saying, you know, you didn't do your job, Jesus.
Yeah. But she's human though. So I'm going to give her the human perspective. How many times have we said,
about a million.
God, why did you allow this to happen? Why?
Why don't we ever say, well, why not? Why? Yeah. Why not did this?
It's in the human flesh.
Yeah.
To want to blame or want to say why, or we don't understand.
Because
we know the power that God. Martha knew the power. That's why she was like, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died, because you are the source. Jesus,
right,
is the source of power.
Like, he would forget that?
But
no.
He said over here, now let's give Martha, I guess we got to give her a little benefit of the
doubt.
Do we
have to give her grace?
Well, he did tell her, but she didn't know. He was telling the disciples that in verse 4, this sickness is not unto death. He was telling the disciples, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go and wake him up.
Mm-hmm.
But she did kind of say, she goes, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. So Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. So he revealed truth number 3. Now Martha, you're right in a sense, Martha didn't really truly believe, because here he's revealing to her truth the third time.
Right.
This is truth being revealed the third time. He says to her, your brother will rise again. And she responds with, what is she, you want to start verse 24?
Yeah, Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Mm. Do you believe this?
Mm.
Ah, oh, that's such a great question. Do you believe this?
Yeah.
Do you believe, mm-hmm, everything that Christ is about and has done and has said? Do you believe him?
Yeah, like, do you and do you believe in these promises that he gives? Do you believe?
Yeah. Do you believe him in your own
in
circumstance,
his word,
right?
Yes,
now?
Yes.
whatever it is that you're going through,
right?
Do you believe him that he already knows the story?
He began a good work into you.
He did.
That will come to pass.
Yes.
If
you believe in him.
Yeah.
You have to believe in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And whoever, Jesus is saying, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Right. Do you believe this? Verse 27. She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world.
Mm-hmm. Verse 28 says, and when she had said these things, she went away and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. I always wondered if, like, did that really happen? Because it didn't say Jesus said, go get Mary.
No.
It's just a side thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she's going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here. So this just hit me. That means Martha did not share with Mary.
Mary, no, she
what
didn't.
Jesus said.
No, she didn't.
Because she did the exact same thing.
Yeah, she said the same thing.
Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died.
Yeah.
Okay. Therefore. So what is the therefore there?
What is, yeah.
It's there because of what was before it.
Uh-huh.
Now Jesus responds.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled.
What do you think that means?
Okay. This is what it means.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just love this.
The Strong's definition of groaning means the word is used to express anger, to indicate a speaking or acting with deep feeling, and for stern admonishment. Admonishment. And I looked up other translations, and they all support that Jesus was angry. He was angry at
Jesus
this point.
Jesus gets angry.
Yeah.
He was angry here.
And then he says, okay, and he says, where have you laid him? I could just feel the frustration.
I could too.
Where have you laid him?
He's totally frustrated.
Let's get this going.
Yeah.
And they said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him? And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind, here they are, not believing, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also kept this man from dying?
They are doubting him right here.
Right.
They're doubting everything about him. They even said, it's almost like they believed him at one point because he who opened the eyes of the blind.
They knew he did that.
They knew he did that, but then they're then they're saying, he couldn't keep this man from dying?
Yeah.
That's some unbelief.
Right.
That's some doubt.
And then how did Jesus respond in verse 38? Then Jesus again groaning in himself. So he was groaning, meaning in deep feeling of anger.
Frustration,
frustration,
no doubt.
Stern admonishment. He came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone.
Isn't that interesting? Because the stone was rolled away for Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus is saying, take away the stone. And now, the stone will be rolled away.
Yeah. And completely frustrated.
Yeah.
Because here it keeps going. It keeps going with these people. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days.
She's so not even believing.
And Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?
I don't ever want to hear Jesus say to me,
Did I not tell you, Kimberly? I know, this is where I was fully convicted. Lord, did please I don't not let tell me have you. any, not an ounce
no
of
doubt.
Unbelief.
Yeah,
right.
No unbelief, no doubt.
Oh, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. Isn't it interesting they said the dead man?
Yeah.
It was no longer Lazarus.
And not called him Lazarus.
Right.
Yeah.
Because who you are is your spirit and soul.
Yeah.
It's not your little fleshly body.
Yeah, the package you come in.
So he was truly dead. This proves Lazarus was truly dead. So where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go.
Mic drop.
Here's the glory. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him.
Mm.
So Jesus, poor Jesus, goes through all this frustration because his heart, just like the Father's heart, is for
to
people
get
to believe.
To believe him.
To believe in him.
Yeah.
That is our Father.
Yeah.
The Son, the Holy Spirit's whole
purpose
is for people to believe.
To believe. Believe and trust in him. Have the faith
yes.
that he can open a blind guy's eyes. He can raise the dead. He can heal. I'm a walking testimony of that.
Yes.
He is a healer.
Yes.
Of so many things.
Can do the impossible in your own life.
Yeah, absolutely.
He can do the impossible. So what is this thing in your life
mm-hmm.
that you are losing faith in, that you feel is impossible will change?
Yeah.
Give it to the Lord
yeah.
and let him work, because then God is glorified, not you.
Yeah.
You didn't fix it. God did.
That's right. It's for his glory.
Yes.
I had a note written on here for where it says Jesus wept.
Yes.
That Jesus' tears were because the people sinned. They
yeah.
sinned because they didn't have belief in him.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have belief, and Mary and Martha doubted Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yes.
That's such a great teaching. And here's mm-hmm. another thing I just want to point out, okay? In verse 25, Jesus said to her, I am. Okay, that is mm-hmm. the fifth I am in the book of John. The mm. first I am starts in John 6:5. The second one is in, or I'm sorry, it is John 6:48. The second one is John 6:51.
Mm.
The third I am, let me just get to it. Let's see, where did it go? Bear with me. Third one is in John 10, and that is verse 7. The mm-hmm. fourth one is in John 10, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
The I ams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love that.
It goes over like, I am the door of the sheep.
Yes.
I am the good shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we just read is, I am the resurrection and
yes.
the life.
He's calling it out.
Yeah.
He's telling you who he is.
Yeah. So if you don't know what God's doing in your life, ask him, Lord, show me, because your word says
yeah.
that you will show me what you're doing.
Yeah.
Show me what you're doing so I know my part.
Right.
He doesn't make us... wonder or be confused. He's not the author of confusion. So if you're confused, take it to the Lord and say, show me what you're doing.
Yeah. So you could partner with him.
Yes.
Don't just mm-hmm. sit there and just see with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to understand what he is doing, but he wants you to get up there with
yes.
him.
Yes.
Because
yes.
people could see me do that hand motion,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Pushing people.
Oh,
yeah,
I
so
love that.
I hope this was new for others. I was super excited when I came over this, and it was just last week, and it came at... This is why the word is alive.
Because, yes, it
again,
is.
Again, I have read Lazarus' story.
Yep.
But because of certain things happening in my life recently, it came alive in this way. So I wasn't supposed to...
understand it fully. Then because he had something for you just
now.
Yeah.
Because it's so much more meaningful now.
Isn't that something?
It's like, this is an encounter I had with God.
Yeah.
That's what you guys shouldn't miss. When you read the Bible and something jumps out and it relates to something that's happening in your life, that is an encounter with God.
And mark it down.
Yes. Don't forget it.
Yeah, don't forget
it. Don't be like the Jews here and the disciples that were had unbelief.
Or Mary and Martha.
Mary and Martha. All of them.
Right.
Not a one of them that I see around here had faith and belief.
All they needed. Full belief. All they needed was faith as small as a mustard seed.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, okay. That was a good one. It was like, I think I need to take a breather now.
Yeah, let's take a nap.
All righty.
Okay, we'll see you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining Dr. Kim and Naomi on Uncomplicated Truth Talk. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. For any comments or questions, please feel free to contact them at askthecounselors@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Uncomplicated Truth Talk.